The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk. It's the first Friday feeling of 2015, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate, good.
Good, man. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, yeah. I've got a bit of a sniffly nose this morning. Not sure where I've got that from. It literally came in the last sort of 12 hours or so.
Yeah, it's going about, isn't it? Yeah. What do you make of the first Dundalk of 2015, Andy?
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? The last meeting was on the 19th here, but it does seem like an age since we actually covered a Dundalk card. Quite a few of them obviously coming back off a little bit of a mini break, Christmas break, and hopefully quite a few of them haven't had so much turkey and pudding, going on into the new year. Yeah, it's not a bad card. There are one or two half-interesting animals. A lot of the horses that now are regulars on William Hill Radio and on the podcast are all stressing their stuff and running against each other, so it's just a matter of trying to work out which one's going to come out on top.
Mm. Okay, well, let's try and work it out then. The first race is the 6.05. We start here with a 5-furlong handicap and significant non-runner this morning. Kimbe doesn't go, which leaves Majestic Timeline at the top of the market at 5-2, 11-4 for Strategic Heights. Your Pal Tal is 7-2, 5-1 for Almadar, Jamboree Girl 6s, and Summer Isles is 14s with Harry Trot the Outsider at 16-1. A significant non-runner there, Andy, as I say. What do you make of it after that?
Well, yeah, this one's quite a trappy one because I was going to tip Kimbe. She's been informed now for quite a while, and it was the obvious selection, really. She'd beaten most of these runners fairly readily on more than one or two occasions. So without her, I'm kind of like looking for my next best. And it would probably have to be Strategic Heights, who posted quite a big time here when he won here last time we saw him in the hands of Fran Berry. He was always up with the speed, and I like the way he went through the line. He was always going to get the better of Majestic Timeline, who has got a bit of a glass chin in the latter stages. And if Majestic Timeline doesn't get enough real estate ahead of everything, then she's always vulnerable. And Strategic Heights powered on in that last 100 yards to win, I thought, in the end, quite readily. Got a £10 claim run tonight, Conor Banahan, who hasn't had that much experience, and it's not as if he's had a million winners under his belt either. But if he's good enough for John Fein, then he's good enough for me, I suppose. Obviously, the other ones to be mentioning are Almada, who caught the eye the other day behind Kimbe doing some good late work. And you've got Your Pal Tal in there, who ran against my nap the other night. So Grey Daniel, been quite a strong run race in a fast time. So this one's a real difficult one. I'll stick with Strategic Heights, but like quite a few of these races tonight, not with a great deal of confidence.
Okay, the second race is the 6.35. We're into main company for this one. It's over a mile, and Captain Carlton heads the betting. A bit of a nibble from fours into threes, and now joint favourite with Seeking Truth. 6-1 for Pirate's Penny. Amiest Rose is 6-1. Mystical 2 is 6-1 as well, as is Robin's Choice. Then it's 10-1 for Annie's Irish, and 20s or bigger for the others. I suppose it's interesting that there's been a bit of money for Captain Carlton this morning, Andy, given that he's not too bad over hurdles, is he?
No, he was quite impressive the last day when we saw him at Cork. That was back in October. He hasn't run since. Comes from a yard that does quite well here with the small limited horses he runs at Dundalk. He's got a nice action as well, a fast ground action, very much a daisy cutter. So obviously this surface should be absolutely fine. You can certainly see why he would run well. A whole batch of horses, really, who have got varied form lines and running over different distances, plus a couple that haven't had a run that we don't know a great deal about. And again, another race which is very difficult for punters. I suggest you keep an eye on the market for Pirate's Penny, because Andrew Oliver has really had a good time of it of late in these maidens, and he's landed a few touches as well. For those that have won, the money has come, and he won with a nice horse called Tom Melbourne here back on the 5th of December, and he landed a bit of a punt with one called Vitally Important as well, and both of them were wildly impressive, but they were very well backed in the market, so do keep an eye on Penny's Pirate. I'm going to select a horse that if podcasters have got a half a decent memory, they'll remember that I tipped Annie Irish on the 29th of November, the last time that we saw Liz Dawes charge. And although she didn't really live up to the expectations I was expecting that evening, I certainly thought she did more than enough to suggest that I'm not a million miles away with this horse long term. She ran a nice eye-catching race first time in a strongly run race won by Mansouri, and that was over 7 furlongs. And I liked the way she went through the line in that last furlong. And then they dropped her back to 6, and that was one of the reasons why I was a little bit kind of cautious putting her up last time out. I did go for her, but I did stress that I thought 6 furlongs might be a bit too sharp for her, and that is exactly what turned out. She basically got outpaced in the race. It was won by Dark Alliance, who was all the rage. But again, she kept on well quite nicely down the lane from a bad draw. So with a much better draw tonight, she's now up to a mile. And certainly looking at her run style, I think this trip is going to suit her more. And she's almost the forgotten horse here. You know, you can sort of get 10, 12 to 1. So in a race where there's lots of complexities and not that much sort of solidity with many of them, I think Annie Irish has got the figures and the form, and in particular the vital step-up in trip to run a huge race at a big price.
Okay, Annie Irish, 10 to 1 as we record this. In the morning, the 705 is the third race. This is a handicap for horses rated 47 to 65. It's over a mile, and Merry Mast is 92 favourite at the time of recording this. Phil's Wish is 6 to 1, 13 to 2 for Gold Tantrum, Rockview Emperor 7s, Stoichkov is 8s, Money for Moss Nation, who's 12 to 1 into 8 to 1, 10s for 13 Diamonds and Storm. And Settle for Red, which is a reserve, and then 12 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. No real standout performer here, Andy. So it's quite a tricky race, isn't it, the 705?
Yeah, like my cold at the moment, this race is an absolute stinker. 6 to 1 the field, anyone can win it. There's too many horses that are very unreliable. Some of them have actually refused to race in the past. Merry Mass, for instance, he's a horse who hasn't come out of the stalls, and he's looked a little bit reluctant early on. Horses that like Stoichkov that win literally from left field every now and again and make you look completely stupid. Horses with blinkers on for the first time, such as 13 Diamonds and stepping up a trip. Horses dropping back in trip like Sister Slew from a mile and a quarter to a mile. So really it was a process elimination. I was left with one horse really to select, and that's Moss Nation from the Daniel O'Sullivan yard. Horse that's been very lightly raced for a 4-year-old, and she ran reasonably well after a slow beginning the last time we saw her on 28th of November behind Twists and Turns, of course, went on to follow up that success. So the form has already been boosted. The time of the race was reasonable. And I like the way she kept on down the lane under minimal pressure in the latter stages. That was her first run for the best part of a year. So, you know, there's got to be some confidence and positive taken from that performance, where a lot of these haven't got that sort of profile. She's got a reasonable draw tonight. And as you've already pointed out, Mark, there's been a little bit of cash for her as well, double figures into 8 to 1. I think she might well start a little bit shorter than that, because in a race like this where there's not that many horses that you want to get your teeth into, she could be one that most punters will have a little bit of faith in. So Moss Nation, tentatively in a bad race each way in the 705.
OK, Moss Nation in the 705. The 735 is the fourth race this evening. This is another handicap. This one's over 7 furlongs, and thankfully it's a little bit better. Indian Landing and Twists and Turns are 11 to 4. Joint favourites. Dashwood is 9 to 2. 6 to 1 for Chief Suspect. Corker Hill is another one at 6 to 1. It's then 12 Political Policy and Burrenview Lady, and 25 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. You've just mentioned the form of Twists and Turns in that last race, Andy. Do you see him getting a hat-trick up here?
Yeah, if he copes with a drop back in trip, that's the only significant answer. He's got a question he's got to answer. His last two victories have come over a mile, and he's looked very strong in the latter stages. But he is up against several real specialists over this distance. I always think the 7 furlong horse is very much horses to stay with, because it is what it is. It's that in between, that median distance where not many horses really cope with it. And horses like Indian Landing, I think, and Dashwood are going to stand out here. And the first-named horse in that duo, I really like here. He bumped into a horse that at the time was in fantastic form the last time we saw him. That was in the middle of November, called Whaley F, who was, as we know, Mickey Halford's charge, was banging form. I think he rattled off a quick hat-trick in that period. So Indian Landing was a little unlucky to bump up against him, but he was very well-backed. Typical of a Tracy Collins horse that's well-fancied. This yard has got a really good record here on the all-weather. They, of course, got Captain Joy in the same colours that has been plundering mile handicaps in recent times. And this horse is a massively consistent animal here at Dundalk. He's won here twice. He's been placed on two occasions in five starts. He hardly ever runs a bad race. He's got a good draw, and his speed figures suggest that he's going to run huge here tonight. As I've already mentioned, Dashwood's another one to mention. He got the value of a very slowly run race to win over a mile, which is a distance I thought he might struggle over last time out. But all his best form, similar to Indian Landing, has been against Waleyev, so the two of them are very closely matched. 11-4 for Indian Landing this morning, William Hill. That doesn't look a bad bet. He's got the class. Let's hopefully he can justify a strong bet in the 7.35.
Okay, strong bet in the 7.35 then. The 8.05 is the fifth race on the card, and this one is a handicap over a mile and a quarter, and several cost specialists in here. Catch Your Last heads to the market at 5-2, Ned's Indian 7-2, Money for Alvar, who's 7s into 11-2, Empresario, another one at 11-2 there, 7-1 for Sharjah and Ask Not What, and then 8-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. You could stake a case for nearly the whole field here, Andy, so who do you side with in the 8.05?
Yeah, pretty much, Mark. Yeah, again, another one of these races that, you could make a case out for a variety of these runners. Funny enough, the one I don't fancy is Catch Your Last. I think this is an appalling price. 5-2, you've got to be absolutely joking. A horse that's won 1 in 20 and very much his best over a mile and a half. Regular podcasters will know that I tend to go for Catch Your Last when she's a good price. She's sort of 7 or 8 to 1 in a mile and a half handicap. I don't mind having a few quid on her each way or place only, because she's pretty much going to be in the frame most times when she runs. You look at her career record, second in the last two starts, third the time before. But her best runs, as I said, are over 2 furlongs further. And a mile and a quarter, she's always likely to get a little bit out of pace. So I don't really fancy Catch Your Last to win this. But I do like Ned's Indian here, another horse I've tipped on numerous occasions, and quite justifiably so as well. Sabrina Harty's 7-year-old has just been an incredibly consistent horse in recent times, yet to finish out of the frame in its last 9 runs here at Dundalk, and all its best form is over this magical distance of a mile and a quarter and a half a furlong. Tried a mile and a half last time out, but as I said on the podcast that evening when I went for Catch Your Last, I thought Ned's Indian and Sharjah might be vulnerable over a mile and a half, and that turned out to be the case, albeit they ran really well to finish third and fourth respectively behind Moonmeister, but they are dropping back to their favourite distance tonight. So Ned's Indian at a whopping 4-1, generally this morning with most firms, has to be the bet each way. It's virtually impossible to see this horse not finishing in the frame. He races prominently. He's fairly adaptable with the way you want to ride him. He can make the running if nothing else wants to go on. He stays really well. He's got some huge figures next to his name. His best one came on the 10th of December when he was run up to Here's Our Music in an absolute burn-up. He usually runs around about 2:01 for the circuit, which is always the kind of benchmark here for the good horses at Dundalk over the trip. So Ned's Indian, reliable as a Swiss clock. He's definitely the each-way bet in the 8.05.
Okay, the penultimate race this afternoon, or this evening rather, is the 8.35. This one is a handicap over a mile and a quarter for horses rated 47-65 and an active betting market this morning. Manorov at the top of the betting is 9-4 into 7-4. Mount Flora is 5-1. Pepper Pot, another one that's been supported, 12s into 7s. Steins is 7-1, 12-1 for Saricha and Bomber Jackson and Noble Call, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You can see the claims of Manorov, Andy, but and he has been well backed, but the draw must be a concern.
It is a concern. I'm a big fan of Manorov. I think he's a horse going places. He was a horse that I stayed loyal with last time out and suggested we give him another go. And he justified my confidence in him by winning, I actually thought, with quite a bit in hand when he beat Muck and Brass. Actually, there was a loose horse in that race that beat him, so he actually probably thinks he didn't win. But it was a really good effort. It was a good heat on the numbers. And he defied a fairly tricky draw. He's had one good draw in about the last 5 or 6 runs, this horse, and that was when he bumped into Alvar, and he was absolutely desperate not to win that day. So he's not been the most luckiest of horses with trouble in running and draws, and he's got an absolute stinker tonight. Connor King's going to have to do miracles to win from stall 14. I'm not suggesting he won't, because I think this horse is the best horse in the race by an absolute mile. I still think he's better running off higher marks than 60, because I do think he's going forward in a rush. But it's all about how he can get this horse positioned going into the first corner, because he's a little bit keen early on this horse. He can take a bit of a grip. He's got to get him dropped in. If he does that, then I think he's the most likely winner. If things don't go his way, well, anything could happen, really. There's a whole host of horses that are stepping up to the plate looking to pick up the pieces. I see there's a bit of money for Pepper Pot this morning. That horse is dropping back in trip, and I can see why that he's nibbled out in the market, because he looked like winning the other day. He swept to the front with fully 2 furlongs to run, and it looked like it was all over. But then he capitulated really badly later on, and he actually ended up getting swallowed up and finishing eighth. So dropping back in trips, not a problem for him. The habitual slow starter, Blue Ridge Lane, is maybe one of interest. This is a massive class drop for this horse. The only problem, like I say, he's very, very slowly away. He often gives away upwards of 10 lengths. He did that a few starts ago, and remarkably still managed to run a circuit around about the 2 minutes mark, which is incredible for a horse of his rating. He's definitely got the ability, but you know, could you trust him to come out the stalls on time? So a real difficult race for you to sort of get your head round. I've no doubt if Manaroff was drawn any better than 14 and he got a clear run in the early stages, he'd win this quite comfortably. I'm going to select him, but like I say, that crucial part of the race is the into the first corner.
Okay, Manaroff then to defy the tricky draw in the 8:35, and the final race this evening is the 9:05. We finish with a maiden over a mile and a half, and Viaduct Joey is the 5-2 favourite. 3-1 for Mr. Bossman. Sparanai is 100-30. 5-1 for Rock of Glenstyle, and Heart in the Air, and then 16s or bigger for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, a desperately difficult maiden to conclude the card. Not many horses here. I've got plenty of Dundalk form. The ones which have aren't exactly, you know, the most awe-inspiring. So I'd probably have to go with Viaduct Joey here with almost a process of elimination. You know, with a good run here the last day in the first time blinkers when he was a big outsider, he certainly defied his odds by running a huge race. He was held up towards the back in a strongly run race. He came through really well late on and almost looked like winning until he was nutted late on by Black Label. Mr. Bossman and On the Motorway well in behind, no real reason why they would reverse the form, albeit Mr. Bossman was given a rather forceful ride from the front and he paid for that late on. Sparanai is a horse I've tipped before and she was a bit disappointing here the last day. I thought she was quite one pace down the lane. You've got Heart in the Air who's been running over hurdles for a stable that know the time of day, and of course you've got Rock of Genstall as well has been running in national and flat races for Normead. So, okay, in another race where I haven't got a massive, a strong opinion, but I'll stick with Viaduct Joey. He's definitely got the best form coming into this race recently, so that'll do for me.
Okay, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, as you can tell by my sort of vibes tonight, the way I'm talking about quite a few of these races, I haven't got a great deal of confidence in many of these bets here tonight, but I have, or I'm going to have three bets. I'll tell you what they are as we go along. I'll probably leave the first race alone. I would have gone for Kimbo, but I'm left with Strategic Heights as my nominal selection. I'm definitely going to back out Annie Irish in the 6:35. If you can get sort of 10 or 12 to 1 for her, hopefully I don't think we'll be too far away with a stepping up in trip. I'm definitely avoiding the 7:05, like the plague. I think that one's a real nasty one. But I'm going to go with Moss Nation as my nominated selection. I'm going to back Indian Landing 11-4 in the 7:35. I do like Tracy Collins' horses. I like this horse as well. I thought that was a good run last time out behind Waleyf. Without question, the best bet on the card has to be Ned's Indian each way. I'll be absolutely flabbergasted if that horse doesn't run huge for us in that mile and a quarter handicap. And the last two races are rather difficult. I expect Manaroff to win if he defies the draw. Hopefully Conor King can get him into a good position early. And the last race is a nasty one, but Viaduct Joey is my selection there.
Okay, fantastic. So thank you very much, Andy. Good luck tonight and enjoy Dundalk.
I will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.